worshipping the sun. In other words, they are polytheists. They are now worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creation in the form of the sun. And so Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam writes out a letter calling her towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sends Hudhud to deliver that letter, in which Sulaiman alayhi salam message was clear. He told and he threatened and he warned them that if you don't submit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will have to face the might of the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. She realized that no, this is a Nabi. And then she herself with her courtiers, they come to Sulaiman alayhi salam and they accept Islam. The whole incident is mentioned here. And the
subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Fajr Salah until the sun rises, is more beloved to me than whatever the sun rises upon. Similarly, to sit with such people after Asr Salah until sunset is more beloved to me than the entire world and what it contains. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu quotes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as having,
it has to be cultivated to that extent that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than what we love ourselves, our families, our possessions. The greatest love more than all this must be for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
That are all the hopes he has got. I will do this also, I'll do that also, I'll do that also. But mort comes and now all that hopes are just left like that. He can't do anything. And all that small lines on this middle line are all the hawadisat and halat, the conditions of this dunya.
Halat, les conditions que l'être humain va avoir à rencontrer, c'est-à-dire les maladies, etc., les problèmes, etc. Ça, c'est la vie normale d'un être humain.
So that is the normal condition, but Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. He sent us in this world not like orphans that go read 7 times after Fajr and after Maghrib, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim. Then Allah Ta'ala kafahu Allah, Allah will protect that person. Ma ahammahu, whatever ham worry that person has got.
Hadith dit, وَالْغَمُ الَّذِي يُدِيرُ الْإِنسَانِ. C'est une telle tristesse qui fait fondre l'être humain, qui détruit l'être humain, qui le rend inutile, il ne veut pas sortir de son lit, il pense au suicide, il pense à comment à se tuer, etc. Donc c'est ce genre de type, c'est ce type de tristesse qu'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala va le protéger de profondeur. Il n'y a aucune goutte d'eau qui va traverser la montre sera complètement étanche. Alors qu'est-ce qui est difficile pour Khaliq al-Samawat wal-Ard, celui qui a créé les sept cieux et les terres, qu'est-ce qui est difficile pour lui de créer un cœur qui est étanche de tous les problèmes. Il peut avoir des milliers de problèmes.
عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه
فرشتة ملائكة angels. What will they do for him? يصلون له عليه أي يدعون له. They will be making dua for him. And one other hadith, the dua comes, Allahumma fir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma tub alayh. They make all the time, 70,000 angels make dua for the shaheed.
Et si la personne arrive à décider pendant la journée ou le soir, alors cette personne-là aura le statut d'un martyr en tout temps ce monde.
Our Shaykh says that Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh in one tablighi ijtima told, I don't start my day's work.
De la même façon, on doit mettre en pratique cela.
So we read it together, inshallah.
Donc on va dire inshallah ensemble.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. And who wanted whole life, read every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. We have 70,000 malaika making dua for us.
And he says, if we want that toute notre vie, 70,000 anges font dua pour nous, then we need to sans manquer after Fajr, after Maghrib.
These are all written in a paper. Maulana Ishaq got them. Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says, if a person recited Quran Sharif and thereafter he takes Qasam and oath that I've spoken to Allah Ta'ala, his oath will be correct, that he has spoken to Allah Ta'ala. The second is namaz that Allah speaks about. Namaz is a bodily ibadat in which all physical ibadat are in kafurun shakur. Tahqiq wohi bakhashne wala qadardan. Undoubtedly Allah is that being who is most forgiving. Even the mistakes that you will make in your ibadat, Allah will forgive that also. And Allah Ta'ala will reward you tremendously. Allah is Shakur, the one who thanks, and who reads Torah, Injil, Zabur, etc. Those original kitabs which Allah had revealed, the Quran Sharif testifies to the truthfulness of those kitabs also. And all the subject matter which was in all the previous kitabs, all that is found in the Quran Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعِبَادِهِ لَخَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ بے شک اللہ اپنے بندنا پھر ہم نے وارث کے کتاب کے وہ لوگ جن کو چن لیا ہم نے اپنے بندوں میں. Allah Ta'ala says, then this kitab, we had revealed it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we gave it in inheritance. In other words, inheritance is a thing which a person did not work for. He just got it free or from his father's greatly. Now, those that Allah had chosen and Allah has made believers, there are three groups amongst them. But all three of them are believers and they are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. The first one of them, فَمِنْ هُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ پھر کوئی ان میں برا کرتا ہے اپنی جان کا. They are amongst them those who are, and amongst them there are those who have won the race and they've gone far ahead with good deeds. They have saved themselves from sin. Perchance any sin is committed, immediately they become conscious and aware of it. They make tawbah and they fulfill all Allah's commandments. These are the people who are going to be right in front and get the highest stages of Jannah also. For them also, though they are of a lesser group than the first one in punishment, but they also will have to suffer the consequences. And those who are obedient to Allah, Allah's rahmat descends on them in this world already. They will have a wonderful maut, life in the qabr, and an enjoyable life, and forever they will. Anyone, if he sees them, he will realize the qudrat, the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has kept these things for us all the time to see. Sadly, we take material benefit of these things, which was secondary. The real benefit was to realize the actual pride. And mountains have got roots also, the foundations which are in the earth. And that also is so strong and so firm. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala made, وَاسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا اور پلایا ہم نے تم کو پانی میٹھا پیاس بجانے والا. And we have made water for you, sweet and water. Maybe water with so much of chemicals in it. But Allah's water is bottled and sold. And people are making so much money out of the pure water of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is water as we knew it, H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. But now we find how many minerals there
are. That he is in these times the leftovers of our akabirin. Let us make qadr of him. Ya atafa, how's that? Nahnu min ta'zeem ni'matina umyana. We are blind. We are blind to make ta'zeem and ikram of the ni'mat that Allah has given us. Wa ya atafa nazunnu an. Piety will come to us. Good akhlaq will come into us. Good habits will come to us. The evil of our hearts will go away. Ruhani bimariya dur ho jayenge. Even though we will become admirable, but the fact will still remain, in spite of the fact that we are weak, and وَالْبَعِيدْ مِنَ الْخَدَتْ as the thing of the time, ظَنَنَّا لُطْفَ الْحَيَاةِ تَكُونُ فِي مَالُ وَالطَّرِيقَةٍ عَسْرِيَةٍ وَمَا عَلِمْنَا مَا السُنَّةُ وَبَرْكَةٌ. We didn't know what is sunnah and we didn't know the barakat of sunnah. ظَنَنَّا الْأَمْوَانَ وَالْأَوْلَادَ يَحْفَظُنَا مِنَ الْقُرُبَاتِ. We thought that our wealth and our children will حَبَّنَا وَهُوَ الَّذِي تَعَرَّفَنَا مَنِ الَّذِي مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَنَا هو طبيب قلوبنا ونحن السقماء العلائل هو لقبر هو ساكنه نفس الفداء لقبر هو ساكنه فيه العفاف والجود والكرم كيف نهبنا لعطائه الحميد إنه متواضع ولذلك ما عرفنا أنه جوهر ثمين بدون الثمن إنه نكون مثله الحميد ولو كان المثل ضعيفا والبعيد من الحقيقة كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا إلى يوم الموم الدين كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد.
جزاكم الله خيرا. Jazakallahu ahsan al-jaza.
A boy who gets married the day he goes to his in-law's house, how happy does he get?